stuck in my chair. I'm stuck on my chair. It's okay.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Experience Points on 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
And I am Red Bear.
You just heard the two intro songs. This was OG Original Gamer by MC Lars, MC Frontalot, and Jonathan Colton. And before that, Tabletop by Beefy. Send me new stuff to Experience Points.
Hope you enjoyed it.
So I really hope you enjoy it. Sorry.
I partied so hard. I got stuck in my chair.
You did get stuck in your chair. That was our little opening bumper. We were gone last week. That was my issue. We were working around some stuff. Took
a
little bit of vacation.
Keep yourself together, man.
Yeah, man. I need some duct tape sometimes. Yeah. Duct tape is super glue.
I got stapler.
There you do. And experience points now with 100% more sound effects. We're gonna bring. We need like a spring, like boing boing
boing. Spring in an effects board,
a big soundboard. Yeah, yeah. We were never gonna do. We're never gonna be Brian.
Stewie
and Brian.
Oh, God.
From the Family Guy. It's like welcome to dog bark bark and the baby in the morning. We're not going to do that. Well, that's not this
that?
Show.
Wow.
This is
maybe
the show.
Maybe because you don't have the right attitude about it.
You know, it does sound like Quitter Talk. It really does.
It does sound like Quitter Talk.
While we're not that show, we are the show that talks about tech news, video game news, geek culture, whether that's anime or super awesome, you know, movies.
I found out
stuff.
The stapler opens.
Well, yeah, you got to put more staples in.
No, I mean, it like shoots a gun out.
That is the show that we are.
This is a high quality level of entertainment you can come to expect from this show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's so high quality. We have our own website, even. Bear, what is the website?
Exppoints.com. Double tap the P.
You got to double tap the P.
Always double tap the P. And if you cruise on over there, you'll see that I actually logged in for that one time since I've been working here for what, like a year?
People on the radio can't see the expression on my face.
It's a very disappointed look.
He was like, when you cruise on over there, and he puts his hands up like he's sliding in like Kramer.
It's
like
you get stuck in a chair.
When you cruise all over there. That is true. Yeah, Bear updated with a post and with his bio.
So you can read about that.
We're going to update a few more things. We actually have been meeting. That's sort of why we didn't do the show last week. We kind of needed to take a break, recharge a little bit, and start the summer semester off right way. This is actually the first day of the summer semester for Southeastern. So all new listeners, I don't know who like starts during the summer. I guess people that just graduated from high school.
Really?
Dedicated.
Overachieving, the 4.0 students, I'd say.
I hope they're not so overachieving and they can't break away to like listen to this show.
No, I mean, I'm assuming this is how they're going to achieve.
Oh, okay.
It's the full college experience.
You want to level up, you need some experience points. Is that the tagline we always use?
Yeah, that's a good one.
On top of our website, we also have our social media platforms. Go to exppoints.com/social to see all of them. They are all our Patreon, PayPal. If you want to donate money, we'll do stuff, or we won't, depending.
Depends on how much you give us.
If you want to hear some of our previous audio, again, I'm probably like 4 or 5 episodes behind now. I need to get all the audio and cut it all together and upload it, so there will be a lot of posts in the future. But you can hear all of that audio once I post it, as well as all of our other audio, either on iTunes or Stitcher. Or if you just want to stream it from the website, you can do that as well. We also have a YouTube channel and a bunch of other stuff. I'm not going to waste time on that.
All right, cool. Let's do it.
Let's do the show.
Music.
We got two songs up for you. This is Jetpack Blues, Sunset Hues by Anna Monoguchi, followed by And the Songbird Sings by Dan Bull. We'll hit you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
And I am still Red Bear.
You just heard And the Songbird Sings by Dan Bull. Before that, Jetpack Blues, Sunset Hues by Anna Monoguchi. Bear, what did you do, I guess, for the last 2 weeks? The last week and some change.
Oh, man. All right. So, wow, we have been gone a long time.
Yeah, we've been gone about 2 weeks.
It's been a long time.
I know you ended up gaming again. I'll break that.
Oh, you're going to break the ice on that one?
I've seen you play, I've seen you playing games on your gaming rig that is no longer in the garage. It's no longer in the shop.
It's not in the storage.
It is in a
space that is safe.
It's a safe space.
It's a safe space.
It's a gaming
space. It's a safe
gaming space. Your command center.
It's my command center.
Your battle station.
I like that. Yeah, my battle station. So yeah, I've been gaming again. Of course, loaded up some New Vegas. I wasn't as hardcore as you and wanted to get Fallout 3 working again.
Don't come into my section.
I'm coming right all up into your section.
Right. What else did you do?
Was it 2 weeks ago? I went to Kansas City to Midwest Brownie Fest and got to meet Jessie No Whacking. She does the unofficial voice of Vinyl Scratch, and also works on Pokemon Abridged, Dark Swamp Abridged, Epic Wub Time was where she did Vinyl Scratch's voice, and several Abridged series on YouTube. You gotta check out her channel.
I was curious. I was like, how are you the unofficial voice? Like, did they not give you credit in the show? Did you do this for free?
Yeah. So the thing is a Vinyl Scratch, which is the DJ pony, everyone's favorite. It doesn't talk. It's a background character and doesn't have a voice. But the fan base has done some animations and things, and she has come into the fandom as everyone hires her to do that voice now.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
And like I said, Pokemon Abridged, check that out. It is hilarious if you haven't checked out Pokemon Abridged yet.
It's different from Poke Awesome, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's very different.
And so I did that, and then been playing a lot of Fallout in preparation for Fallout.
For what we're going to talk about in a little bit, very cool.
So, what did you do?
I went to the beach.
Person,
I did go to the
Why
beach.
Did you go outside?
Well, so it was the first day of summer or something like it.
And you went outside?
I did go outside. I had a bachelor party. Not my bachelor party. A friend of mine was getting married, and I'm in the wedding.
Nice.
And so he said, "Hey, let's all go to Orange Beach." So we went to Orange Beach.
What could possibly go wrong?
And it was normally like bachelor parties. I think like one night, right?
Usually. I mean, I've been to a few that were like a weekend.
We did like a weekend, like a cabin. We had like a hangover type weekend bachelor party.
Do you know where the groom is?
Yeah, we know where he's at.
Okay, that's
good. And he's doing fine.
Okay, that's great.
We went there, did that. First day, of course, we go out on the beach and I get super sunburnt because we use the spray on.
I'm just picturing spray on tans now.
No, not spray
That's
on tans.
Picture. But the, you the were spray, like on the spray Oompa Loompa on all weekend.
SPF like 50 or whatever for the spray on stuff.
Oh, okay.
And the wind, of course, didn't really work out. So I definitely.
So you just sprayed it in the air and it missed. That's what I'm hearing.
It misted
here.
The other way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The wind just blew it away from you.
So yeah, I did that. Wow. I've been playing a lot of. You know, I did survive that. Obviously, Voice from the Beyond. No, I survived that. Witcher 3. I've been playing a ton of Witcher 3. I probably sunk at least 20 something hours into the game, just kind of off and on. And you know what? I've like barely scratched the surface. So I mean, The Witcher 3 is definitely getting my thumbs up so far.
Nice.
It's still 20 hours in, and again, I've been playing it at a very slow pace. I've been taking it all in.
All of it.
It's continuously re-impressing.
So I actually haven't been playing Witcher 3 yet, but I have been looking at screenshots and all. The forestry, the foliage, looks amazing.
It's the best environment.
Yeah,
that
I've ever really getting my attention
that I've ever
point.
Experienced in a video game. There's some exceptions to that rule, like games that are all about foliage, like they're only about you know.
I just happened to notice like it was someone walking through the woods. And I'm like, wow, that looks really. I don't want to say, I guess realistic.
Really realistic. Immersive. Yeah. It's very, very immersive.
It doesn't break your immersion experience.
The Witcher, you know, for a fantasy game, and there's sort of, this may be like an off-topic type subject. We'll talk about it maybe.
We never go off topic on this show.
No, I mean, it may be worth like a double jump episode or something later,
which
we are working on. But, you know, we had Anita Sarkeesian and Feminist Frequency actually commented on how Geralt and The Witcher is like super, you know, bad game and, you know, gender demeaning game and everything. It's a game that's so immersive. It's a game that is so the environment, the universe, everything in it is so immersive. It doesn't pull any punches with things. And I feel that may be the reason for some of the backlash that maybe we should make a fantasy game not so rooted in things that are big deals today. Like, you know, if it's a fantasy game in an alternate timeline and an alternate age and an alternate environment and universe, do they have the concept of things like, I don't know, rape or bonnets or, you know, just like anything.
I gotcha.
Like,
well, a lot of people complain about Game of Thrones for the same reasons recently.
Right. Yeah. So, but, but anyway, not to get off on a different tangent, but definitely playing a lot of Witcher 3. And I actually, you kind of led into it.
Yeah, I did a thing.
Fallout 3 has been a pain to get working on Windows 7 and Windows 8.
I know, I just gave up late New Vegas.
But there's actually a guide that I found with a lot of links to a lot of game for Windows Live type of installations. And I've actually successfully got it working on two separate Windows 8s.
Now, he says successfully. He was showing me this just moments ago. It lasted about 3 seconds.
Yeah, so
and then it crashed.
The problem is, you know, you install Nexus Mod Manager and you start just loading mods up on it. And you're like, yeah, this is going to be great. This is amazing. And then you realize like, oh, actually, I've loaded every mod in the world up. And all the dependencies are broken, and I can't play anything. So
good job.
That's the problem I'm having now. Is figuring out, man, I want my level of detail mod. I want the HD everything mod, but something's breaking, and I've got 50 things. So I could go and check every one of them, you know, and progressively get more and more. And I've done that. So it's pretty stable now. But
Good.
Played that
from moments ago.
And I actually, Silicon Valley, caught up in Silicon Valley.
Are you? I've watched like half the first season.
Oh,
it's starting to get good.
You're really far behind.
I know. I was actually over at my friend's house and they were making me watch it.
Yeah, Silicon Valley is really, really good.
I really thought it was going to be stupid.
No, it's great. It's probably the best, most realistic show about technology. Like today.
I will continue watching. I'll give you a report next week.
It's a comedy. It's a realistic type comedy. There's actually a new show, Mr. Robot, that I think the very first episode's on YouTube. It's about a security hacker. And okay. It's actually really, really cool. I haven't seen the first episode. I saw a lot of trailers for it, and I really enjoyed that. So,
yay.
Really just been being, you know, lazy and playing games. I mowed my grass yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. You stay outside so much.
That's not a metaphor.
You're like
an inspiration
to us all.
Dude, no, you can't see it, people, but like I don't have the – well, I'm starting to get my farmer's tan back, but I'm working on it.
Pure ginger over here.
That's it. We're going to cut to some songs, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about some stuff.
Yeah!
This is Man on Fire by the Megas and Time to Fly off of the Near Future album by I Fight Dragons. I'm MG.
And I am Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I am Red Bear.
You just heard Time to Fly off the new Near Future album by I Fight Dragons. Before that, the Megas with Man on Fire. In case you don't know, the Megas, they sing about Mega Man.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of your games you don't hate.
It may be my favorite game ever. Yeah. You know what, though? I had a little bit of like a moment this earlier today. I logged into Steam, and I saw that they had finally put up the pre-order for Mighty No. 9. Now, I already have the Kickstarter pre-order
right.
of everything. Like, I'm ready to go. Concept, send me my stuff.
Mm-hmm. You got your Mega Man suit ready?
I got my I don't even remember the guy's name. Mighty No. 9's Beck. Beck and Call. That's
okay.
What it is. Beck, and then the female version is Call.
Call.
Or his sister.
That makes
pretty much
sense.
Roll. Roll in this universe is now called Call.
Deal with it.
Beck and Call. I don't know why.
Beck and Call.
I get it. But yeah, so that's available for pre-order. But yeah, no, I'm really excited about that. And Hyperlight Drifter.
Nice.
Very, very happy with those two games. We're going to talk a little bit about that, specifically some things that could be good and bad for that in a little bit. But on to the most pressing news, Fallout 4. Please stand by. What? And you know what?
You know how long I watched that screen?
The crazy thing is, let's do a little backup. You actually sent this to me the other day.
You said,
hey, here's a please stand by screen. It's like fallout.bethsoft.com. And it said, please stand by, and it was a countdown. Now, I misread it. I thought it was 16 days.
Okay.
It was 16 hours.
Bethesda tweeted out. That's how I got the information.
Oh, okay.
So then I forwarded it on to you, and...
So we're watching it, and...
And actually, I went to lunch with some guys, and we had debated whether it was 16 days or 16 hours.
Right. I thought it was 16 days.
Well, actually,
so
it was 21 at the time.
But. I said, we don't need to worry about it. You know, we got plenty of time. And then today...
And you were wrong.
Today, you... Yeah, I'm so thankful I was wrong, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's rewind. We talked, probably in one of the last shows that we did... About
Very
the
recently,
the entire Fallout like kind of universe, and that Fallout 4 was, you know, it's not like it's a surprise, but it wasn't really confirmed, super confirmed either.
Wasn't super confirmed. I like that term.
Right.
It's confirmed with a cape.
Right. Super confirmed.
But now it is. It's super mega confirmed.
Now it is. We have an actual trailer.
Amazing trailer.
We've got some pretty awesome imagery to look at. We know it's going to be in Boston,
right.
Which we knew that from rumors. We know you're from Vault 111. That's the Vault Wanderer.
Now, do you know anything about Vault 111? Because I was doing a quick Google search around. I found a wiki that says it was like the Christmas Experiment Vault.
So
I don't know if that was a fan thing or if it's
at the same
canon.
At the same time. Again, I can't remember the numbers, but there's only so many vaults.
Right,
like there was
right.
only like 200 or something, or less than that maybe. But they can rewrite that lore however they really want.
I mean, they can.
It's crazy. Like I think Tom Hardy's going to be the voice of the Wanderer.
Oh, okay.
Of the Vault 111, the Vault Wanderer.
So is there only going to be one? Like you won't get a choice between male and female?
No, I think. Well, so that was the thing. We've never had the wanderer, whether it's the lone wanderer or the courier.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had one that spoke.
Right, right.
Even in the trailer.
Nope, never.
In this trailer, though.
Gordon Freedman.
In this trailer, though, we definitely see and hear the male version talk to.
True.
I'm going to call him Dog Meat because it's
dog
been
meat.
Dog Meat.
He has
every,
always been Dog,
been dog Meat
in
every, and everything. The fun thing is that the the whole aspect of that trailer, we're going to run through the trailer real quick. We're not going to spend a ton of time because it's exciting, but we don't want to kill it. Go watch the trailer. We'll
go ahead and watch it right now. We'll wait. Okay, we're done waiting.
All right. Push pause on your radio.
That's how radios work.
It didn't pause, did it, dummy?
Gotcha.
But no, so the trailer starts. It kind of pans around. It pulls back off of a Please Stand By, which is really cool,
yeah,
on the TV.
Awesome.
And for the first time, though, it wasn't just the apocalypse. It was flashbacks to before.
Yeah. Which kind of the effect of going back and forth between the post-apocalyptic
it showed
and
what was before
was that was really immersive and really amazing to me.
I would really
a little terrifying.
I would really like to see. Well, it gave us sort of an indicator of how things were before the bombs fell.
Right.
And there's a lot of really cool symbolism there, you know, in those flashbacks.
Yeah. And it was such a good mechanic. Because like I said, it was a little terrifying to me. Yeah. Like, it was very immersive and like, wow,
hopefully it's not just for the trailer. Hopefully we'll get
I'm kind of hoping that's the time period or something.
Well, I'm kind of
get to play that.
I'm getting, so the problem that I see with that is that can only last as either a flashback via, say, a hologram, kind of like Operation Anchorage.
I mean, we've done that.
Or it would have to be sort of like a great 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 grandfather, or, you know, somebody getting into the vault, because the time spent in the vault from the time the bombs fell, there's like 200 something years.
Right. So, but I would still love to see that.
Oh yeah, it would be a prequel or a prologue or some extra. Mm-hmm. Maybe even DLC. There's nothing that says the DLC
right.
has
so
to be the same
cares
person.
To take more money from me.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm just
know,
saying.
Exactly.
And I know they listen to the show.
Or bottle caps.
Wednesday
if
night.
You want to take my bottle caps?
Yeah. Shut up and take my caps.
But yeah, it looks fantastic. We see the dog from you know, trailer one. We see the dog. We see
right.
power armor. We see Protectrons are still there.
Yeah,
Eyebots are still there. Deathclaws are still there.
You know, one of my favorite helmets in Fallout 3 is the Eyebot helmet. Did
yep.
you ever get that? That's
yep.
hilarious.
Yep. It's really funny walking around.
Nice vanity helmets.
But yeah, so that's out, and you can pre-order it now from Amazon's pre-order. They fixed it.
Because I was trying, and I couldn't get on, so I gave up and played New Vegas.
Yeah, the link was broken initially, and it seemed like their site was kind of getting hammered early on.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that happens.
But yeah, so the pre-order is now working, and from what the pre-order link says, December 31st, 2015.
Right.
So I don't know if I believe that. We're definitely going to know more in a few weeks from E3.
They can't put it on the internet if it's not true.
Well,
that's why I never pushed anything on the internet.
At the same time, I don't feel, and again, PC Gaming Master Race, I don't see any reason to buy this or pre-order this even, unless they do some DLC
unless they
package.
Run out of digital copies or something.
Right, yeah, which is insane.
I mean, they could run out of bits. You never know.
The other thing is, you know, hopefully we don't see... you know, and we've talked about season passes on the show before.
I hope not.
But hopefully they don't follow. They probably will follow the trend of season passes.
I would rather just pay for expansions and DLCs.
Yeah, and Fallout's been really good about that.
Yeah, they really have.
Or if you wait, you just get the Game of the Year edition. And it'll have everything in it anyway. So,
well, let's be honest. I'm not waiting for Fallout.
I know you're not. I know. We waited long enough.
Yeah, we did.
Moving on. So Godzilla. Or Gojira.
Gojira.
Depending
yeah,
on.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy in my book.
Believe it or not, they
humanity.
Have honored him as being recognized as an actual citizen of Japan.
Well, I say it's about time.
It's about time. Godzilla, for those that don't know, is the king of monsters.
Obviously.
He's
way better than King Kong.
Uh-huh. He's the king of monsters.
We just called it out.
And he's 61 years old, so he is holding
wow.
he is
he's
holding on.
He's been defending for a while.
He's been, yeah.
Bringing balance to the world.
Taking down Mothra. Way better than the current Godzilla movie and the one from 1999.
The current one,
no,
I did like.
No thank you, Matthew Broderick.
I did like the newest, the 99 one. There's a riff tracks of that, which I still have yet to see, and I want to watch.
I know you told me about it.
I want to watch it so bad.
The latest one wasn't bad.
The latest one wasn't bad, but, I mean, it gave some nice throwbacks to the old ones, but the old ones.
So the fun thing about this is he actually has, like, official duties as a citizen of Japan, quoting, promoting the entertainment of and watching over the Kabukicho neighborhood and drawing visitors from around the globe in the form of the Godzilla head built onto the Shinjuku Toho
I'll
building.
I'll say it does kind of make me want to go to Japan a little bit more.
No, right? That'd be really, really awesome.
Should
but yeah,
do experience
so
points from Japan.
Godzilla's a real live... Japan
citizen.
Yeah.
Can he vote? Or do they? I don't know.
He is
I'm a terrible world
Japanese.
Citizen. I guess they vote. They vote. They're not. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Sure. I know they actually do have a kind of weird government-y thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a court system that's really weird.
So it's all run by samurais and ninjas. That's what you're
asking. Samurais and ninjas.
Samurai and ninjas and anime girls.
Yeah, and this is true to the fact world politics from experience. So if you're studying for your next exam in world politics.
I realized just now that what I said was maybe really insensitive, offensive, and racist. And I'm sorry.
I always did not mean that.
Just trying to be funny.
You always offend me.
Sadly, I am not funny. Wow. Moving on. So we weren't here last week, but a little over a week ago, Hot Topic announced.
Wait. I talked on this microphone for 3 hours for no reason last week.
Yeah, sorry.
Why do they let me do anything?
Who's that guy talking to the microphone? The lights are off and the microphones aren't recording.
Hot Topic.
So a week and a half ago about, Hot Topic announced that they were buying ThinkGeek for...
I was honestly a little excited about
$122 some odd million they were going to buy ThinkGeek.
I wish they'd throw me some.
This week, very recently in fact, GameStop announced that... Or I'm sorry, ThinkGeek announced that we're not going with Hot Topic. Instead, GameStop made us a better offer. They threw almost... there's about $18 million their way. So $140 million large... thrown at the board members of ThinkGeek.
The monkey.
And yeah, ThinkGeek monkey said, yeah, I'm doing it. So
can't blame the screaming monkeys for that one.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you see GameStop. GameStop has all of their little knick-knacky bits that are GameStop approved, GameStop certified, right. You know, knick-knack office,
and I will
whatever's.
Say, we were having this discussion off air, how I thought it made more sense for Hot Topic to buy them than ThinkGeek, or than GameStop. But, I mean, this, I guess, is a way for GameStop to try to stay relevant in the current economy as far as games go.
You know, I look at it like this. Like, we have GameStops around our house, around the neighborhood.
You
and
do?
Everything. Yeah, we do. Like, in Hammond.
You don't even have internet there.
Well, I could drive to GameStop and buy my internet.
Oh.
But think about it like
this.
You
can't take an Uber, can you?
No.
God, you live in the third world. You know
imagine,
that, right?
I'm still developing. Hmm. Imagine going to every GameStop and really stepping into more or less a ThinkGeek kiosk. Being able to buy anything from ThinkGeek or within ThinkGeek.
That would honestly put me going to GameStops again.
Right. And maybe that's the reason, you know, because we were talking about it.
I have no reason to go there.
Digital media is over, you know, consuming or subsuming physical
media. So, yeah, even on mobile platforms.
Yeah. The only thing that you really go to GameStop for is either you go and buy a console because you don't understand that they are sold other places.
Yeah.
You go and buy a peripheral because you don't understand that Amazon's a thing.
Yeah.
Or you go and trade something in because you're trying to get rid of your physical content.
Right. So, and then, yeah, even with a console, it's like most of it, you can get DLC. Type of
On console. You can buy entire games.
How many games have you bought physically on your PlayStation 4 versus digitally?
I think I have 3 games. I have Dragon Age Inquisition. Yeah, Dragon Age Inquisition. I have Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes, and I have Second Son, Infamous Second Son.
Okay. Now,
those are the only
games.
So digital games from PlayStation Plus, I probably have like 40 games from PlayStation Plus. I just bought a card off of Groupon for The Last of Us.
I just heard you say, I just bought a car, a digital card.
No, card for The Last of Us Remastered Edition for PS4 that I'll throw away out and shred or whatever after I use it. I plan on buying Rock Band, you know, digitally.
Yeah, because we're getting the band back together.
Yeah,
Bound
that's it. Bam. More on that later. But, you know, it's digital media is winning. It's just straight winning.
Duh, winning.
So,
this is why we need a soundboard.
You know, GameStop is doing its best to stay relevant. I think it's a really good
idea. I think
that
is a good move on them to acquire ThinkGeek like that. Now, yeah. I mean, I'm assuming they're going to throw t-shirts and stuff in the physical retail stores.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be the big draw for
me. The big thing is, like, maybe get the PlayStation 2 games out of there.
Go and bump them out. Yeah, why not? I mean, internet's a thing. I can find them.
Yeah, I don't even know
the
how.
Digital library.
I don't even know how, what they would do. Like, you look at, you know, BMX XXX or whatever. Like, no one's going to buy that game anymore.
Liquidate it, whatever.
Well, yeah, but where does it go?
Second Charles.
Yeah, maybe they would. Maybe they'll sell it somewhere else.
See, I'm a business professional genius here. I just taught you guys marketing. This is why you should listen to EXP Points more.
Wrapping up this segment.
Let's do it.
It's about Steam. So, the last couple days, Steam...
Half-Life 3 confirmed?
No.
Dang it.
We did think that it would be pretty cool if at the end of the Fallout 4 trailer, like, the letters, like, morphed around, like, in Harry Potter, and all of a sudden it said Half-Life 3 confirmed, and then it, like, fizzled out like a bad TV set.
And then we discovered that the Black Mesa project was happening during the time the bombs fell and everything.
See, yeah, it would have been... It was a super conspiracy
theory. Headcanon!
Yeah. No, Steam announced that they're going to do refunds now for digital content. There are some
I'm returning all my games!
Well, you can't do that, man. There are some stipulations, like...
Except for Fallout.
You have to purchase a game and want to refund it within 14 days of purchase, and you cannot have played more than 2 hours on the game.
And that's across all games?
That's across...
Period.
Yes, period.
Two-hour limit, period.
Well, 2 hours on the game, individual, that you're trying to return.
Yeah. I'm asking because there are some games that I've played that don't last 2 hours.
All right.
So did I beat a game and return it?
That's actually, in a lot of you know, write-ups and everything. A lot of journalists are considering that to be one of the biggest flaws of this, is that indie games that are very small.
Here's a business idea. You know, leave it up to the publisher or the developer. I would say developer, but you probably have more like leaving up to the publisher.
Yeah, I would say it should be a proportional amount. You
just because I love devs, guys. But I mean, let's be honest, the publishers control the money.
Yeah, I mean, well, so consider this. I don't consider it a bad purchase whenever you buy a game and the story, the game engine's fantastic, the game the game's beautiful, it's great and all these things, and then it does like a Mass Effect 3 thing. I legitimately enjoyed playing Mass Effect 3, and it was great up until the very last minute. And then
a lot of people don't like the ending.
And then people don't like the ending. I don't think you should be able to return that game because you didn't like the ending.
Okay, to be fair, that would be like me going to McDonald's or something and ordering the 2 cheeseburger meal and everything and eating all the stuff and getting into like the last 3 french fries going, you know, I didn't really enjoy that. Maybe I should have bought some McDonald's, but
right.
You know, you can't return your meal after.
No, it's almost it's the exact same thing. And I think it's so ridiculous that, you know, you should have that mentality.
I want McDonald's.
So there are 2 different camps. There's the
I like McDonald's.
There's the idea of you've got a game that's really short.
Spicy chicken sandwich.
Stay on topic.
Oh, sorry. Focused. Game really short.
You got a really short game that is supposed to be endearing or emotional. It's indie development. Or it's a DLC. It's like Life is Strange or The Wolf Among Us or something. Episodic content. You've got games like that where 2 hours is a significant portion of this episode. Now, granted, there's 5 episodes. Maybe there's like 20 hours total.
Which, I don't think it should be such a hard, rigid rule, though.
No, it definitely shouldn't. Though, at the same time, Valve doesn't have a great track record with customer service. I think they got an F last time they were rated.
Yeah.
I definitely think it should be proportional to, I don't know, maybe an average. Maybe games shouldn't be readily available for refund, but then at the same time, that kind of screws out the people that bought it early on.
Yeah. I say you need to leave it in the hands of the public. Make a way for the publishers to decide.
Yeah.
Maybe make a minimum requirement.
I feel like that could dissuade people as well, because now, you know, people are looking, oh, I want to buy this game. Valkyria Chronicles, let's just say. I've played it. I love it. It's a fantastic game. I love the art style. But I see that I can't play more than 10 minutes of this game before – I can't be in the game 10 minutes before I can return it. The cutscenes might be 10 minutes.
Might be 10 minutes long.
You know? Or what happens if my computer freaks out? There are a lot of things that can kind of go in and around and mess up something like this.
Right.
Though I think we can all agree it is a better step. It's a step in the right direction. It's better than nothing.
That's something to remember. This is a feature at least we didn't have previously.
Right. And the only – though, you know, for as good as it is as a feature that we didn't have previously, I really hope it doesn't hurt indie developers, because
that would be the big worry.
Games like
me.
The Swapper. The Swapper's a fantastic game.
I love
game,
The Swapper.
You know?
Oh my gosh.
But I mean,
play The Swapper.
2 hours in,
do it.
You've done a lot in The Swapper.
Buy me McDonald's. He is so mad at me right now.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. But anyway, yeah, so the return policy, I'm glad they're doing it. I can't answer all their business questions in the next however many minutes I have.
Right.
But it needs some refinement. Valve does that. They just do things. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we need a return policy. Done. It's in production. That was terrible.
Oh, the thing like the Skyrim mods.
Yeah.
Like paying for Skyrim.
Pay for mods.
Mods.
Sounds great. Put it in production. Yeah. But wait, did we not QA this? Nope. Okay.
Well, I think
like production.
Maybe the focus groups aren't working as well if they're doing focus groups, but that's neither here nor there. We're going to cut to a song. We're going to come back.
We'll help you.
And we are going to end out the show. This is 20% Cooler by Ken Ashcourt.
Yay!
And then followed by Now Hiring by Dr. Awkward and Schaefer the Dark Lord. You're going to hear on Southeastern's own 90.9 FM.
KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, still experience points, but we're running out of time.
No!
I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just listened to Now Hiring by Dr. Awkward featuring Schaefer the Dark Lord. Before that, 20% Cooler by our boy Ken Ashcore.
Yeah.
He's really good.
He actually just released something new a couple weeks ago. Forgot the name. Go check it out.
Is it like new audio?
It was, a cover. Well, he released a really short song. He apologized way too much for being so short. It was awesome, by the way.
Okay.
So check it out. Just go check out his YouTube channel. It's on
Is
there.
It like, awesome song, done. That was it.
I think that was our first original song, dude. We just had a moment.
Someone auto-tune that, please, and email it to us, mg@xppoints.com. We're out of time. We are going to end out the show with another song. Before that, Bear, we have a website. What is it?
expppoints.com.
Double tap the B. We also have social media. Go there, exppoints.com/social. So the crazy cool thing that we've been talking about and doing, we've been spinning up, you know, we've been spinning up talking about Double Jump, talking about a couple other shows.
We've been power breaking, in fact.
We like have
smoke
been.
Everywhere and we're ready to roll.
We have been doing that. I've watched a lot of Tokyo Drift.
Mad Max is
Mad
what I'm
Max.
Watching.
I need to watch Mad Max.
Oh my gosh, how have you not?
I haven't seen the Avengers either.
What are you doing after the show?
I have a dog.
And?
I need to go take
he
care
wants
of
to go
the
see
dog.
Mad Max.
Can't do that. Doesn't want to be dog meat. But yeah, so we are actually doing that now.
Yeah, the platform's happening. We have an idea for a thing.
For a whole new show. We're not ready to release it yet because I want there to be
the thing that I'm talking about. We're doing.
I want there to be
recording it.
Yeah, I want to be.
It'll be on the internet forever.
I want images before we do that. I want that.
I want images.
Produced. I want there to be.
You want to sketch this out for
I want it to be
you?
Pretty much produced before we do it. But
you know, you have to do a production for it to be produced.
Yes.
Yes.
That's how we do it. We're gonna do it. We're gonna video it.
It's gonna be amazing.
It's gonna be really, really great.
We're not. But his point is, we have a lot of work to do. It's happening.
Right. It's happening. Ron Paul with Disco Lasers. It's happening. We are working on it. So thank you for sticking with us. You know, the summer semester is kind of a weird semester. We played a lot of songs. We played, I think, 8 songs.
Yeah,
or whatever.
I hope y'all enjoyed the songs this time. Yeah, it's been a little while.
We are getting some new stuff. Hopefully, if I can get in touch with some of the producers of these songs, we can get some maybe like interviews going. That's always
hard. I would
really
hard. Like us to try that. Yeah,
that's always hard.
I mean,
to get
Skype
people.
Is a thing. So.
Skype is a thing. We're gonna reach out. You know, our high up is Weird Al and our low is
Weird Al, come on.
Weird Al, help us out.
And our low is the guy around the corner in that booth over there.
Oh, I was just gonna go for us. We were gonna just keep doing
interview each other.
Do. Yeah.
We did just make a song on air.
I know. We were practicing musicians.
Awesome. Y'all should go back and listen to that song.
Anyway, thank you for listening tonight. We'll be back next Wednesday, I promise.
Yeah,
it may be a heavy music show. It may not be. We're gonna try a lot of different stuff this summer, so stick with us.
I may just talk for an hour.
It may be
if someone brings me McDonald's.
It may be sleeping tapes with
sleeping
Bear.
Sleeping tapes.
It'll be Jeff Bridges. We're going to end it with Chiptune Legacy by Big Giant Circles. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.